From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Home again, home again. One day I know I feel home again. Home again, home again. One day I know I feel strong.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Michael Kawanaka with Home Again, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which takes place every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which takes place every April. In fact, it happened a few weekends ago. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, and they're located at 640 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And they've got a big event coming up this coming Thursday, where they're inviting everyone to come out to their grand opening. And they have really done a big expansion at Stephen Shell Living. If you ever went to the old Antiques Market, which was located right next to Stephen Shell Living, they took over that space, and so they added, like, it seems like the size of a football field worth of display space that they recently took over. And they've managed to fill it all up with their beautiful furniture at Stephen Shell Living. So come out this Thursday for their big grand opening party that they've got going on. You'll hear more about it in a few minutes. We'll also be talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds, Maria Jurgens with Saltwood Company, Drew Taylor with Carpenter's Restoration, and also Jacqueline Maxwell with Advanced Window Fashions. I do want to give you a quick heads up about today's radio show. You know, we've been doing this radio show for 10 years now. It's amazing how time flies. And recently we upgraded some of our equipment that we use to record the show. And we're still kind of working out the glitches. And today the audio might be a little bit off. You may notice not the quality that it should be, and I apologize for that. That is that's a human error mistake on our part, and we're going to get that corrected. In fact, we did get it corrected, but not in time for today's show. So please be patient and listen closely to today's radio show. also wanted to talk about a couple of other important things. We have what's called a weekly savings club email that we send out to all of anyone who basically has come to one of our home shows. We collect their email addresses and we send out this email blast to our readers. And it's called the Weekly Savings Club, and it's got some great deals, discounts going on. And if you don't get the email, you don't know about some of these deals. And so I would, if you would like to receive this email in your inbox, go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and look for the little button that says blog, and you can click that on. You can see the deals, and then you can also leave a comment with your email if you'd like us to add your email, so that you can get this on a weekly basis. And it really is valuable. Like, for instance, like sometimes Melser Tile will have a good amount of tile left over, a discontinued amount. And they put it in their warehouse, the contractor side, for and heavily discount it. We usually will promote it on the Weekly Savings Club, and you can really get some good deals with this. But that's just one example of what you can get. So go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, and click on the blog button and leave a comment requesting to be signed up for our Weekly Savings Club. The other thing is, have you been noticing some of those CHS, which is the airport code for Charleston, those CHS hats that around town people are wearing? They're very, very trendy. Depending on what part of the country you live in, in Atlanta, you might have an ATL hat, for example. But we're in Charleston, of course, we're very proud of where we live, and those CHS ball caps are very, very popular. If you'd like one, if you'd like get one of those for free, all you have to do is email me and tell me about your experience with one of the companies that advertises in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And I know we have a very loyal listening audience, and you've probably done business with some of the companies in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And so if you would like a free CHS hat, and I have to admit, right under the big blocky letters of CHS, in small letters, it says Home and Design Magazine, Home Plus Design Magazine. But if you'd like a navy blue ball cap for free, or a silver CHS Home and Design Magazine ball cap for free, just email me. And the email is tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the newly expanded Stephen Shell Living, and they are located at 640 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Cindy Wilson with Stephen Shell Living. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Cindy, take a moment. Tell everybody about Stephen Shell Living.
Stephen Shell Living. We opened up our doors this coming Monday. Will be 5 year anniversary. We started with a small storefront. It's about 5,000 square feet, and introduced more of a new type of furniture to the Charleston area that thought there's a definite need to fill. It's all mahogany furniture. It was sort of a shabby chic look, so it could intermix with beach homes or anybody's. Here.
Kind of that popular distressed look.
You can order it. We're one of the only stores where you can actually buy off the floor when you come in, or you could, if you see a piece that you like, you could pick from over 300-400 different finishes that we have, and you could order it and design it yourself, which is unusual. Don't allow that option.
A lot of solid wood furniture.
Along with the furniture, though, we also carry tons of different accessories too, to try to make it like a one-stop shop for furniture. So it's fun bringing in different accessory lines: lighting, ceramics, artwork, bedding, you name it. Rugs, we have it all.
You have a lot of upholstered furniture here, I see.
We do. We've got several different upholstery lines that we're carrying, and one in which we buy keep our prices down on the upholsteries. So then by any means, shortchanging on the quality of the fees, it's great quality that we can sell at a reduced price because we are a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we have different connections with other manufacturers and we can sell it right at the wholesale price without having that middleman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win for us. We still sell it and the customer can buy it at a reduced price.
Mm-hmm.
And
even bathroom vanities with natural stone tops and the sinks all integrated in, and so you could come to Steve & Shell Living and buy a vanity and bring it home today.
Yeah, it's been fun over the past 5 years seeing our vanity business increase.
Right.
We started off with a couple different options, and now we've got singles and doubles and all different designs.
Mm-hmm.
So
Steve & Shell Living, you folks originally opened up in a smaller space in Mount Pleasant, and then you expanded.
We did to the
space next door.
Busting out of the seams because we were doing so well and bringing in more products, and after being here for about a year and a half, took over our space next door and increased the store to about 10,000 square feet in probably 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Filled that space up quickly and did incredibly well with the supply and demand of homes in Charleston.
Right. And now Steve & Shell Living has quadrupled your space?
We did. Not only did we quadruple the space, but we actually somehow managed to open up a secondary store in Raleigh, North Carolina last June. So we're having our 1 year anniversary for that store. And that store is about 6,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely our flagship store, and we thought, just why not keep going? So the opportunity arose to
take
over the space next door,
and that was where Antiques Market used to be, which was a gigantic cavernous space, and Steve & Shell Living. You folks have it looks like the size of a football field.
It feels like the size of a football field.
Yeah, and you folks have managed to completely fill it up. With Steve & Shell Living furnishings and accessories and so on. Is there really a Steve & Shell? Who is Steve & Shell?
There actually is a Steve & Shell. He is a very unique, fun individual, born and raised in London.
Mm-hmm.
Very eccentric, colorful, but passionate person. He actually lives here in
Mount Pleasant.
He actually has been designing and manufacturing furniture for about 23, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people just think that he has this retail store, but in actuality, he is a manufacturer, and his products are shown at market, at our high-point furniture market, and sold to stores all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find a Steve & Shell Living piece, or Steve & Shell piece, at any store around the country or in the U.S.
Right, and I think that's an important point to make. The buyers for furniture stores around the country, even Canada and other countries, they all come to High Point, North Carolina, a couple times a year for the furniture market. And when they're there, these buyers are visiting different showrooms for different furniture manufacturers. And Steve & Shell Living has your own showroom. And you're selling to other retailers around the world, right?
Right.
And I like the slogan that you folks have, born in London, enjoyed around the world.
Correct.
So you folks are selling the Steve & Shell Living brand furniture around the world. And we are just so lucky to have Steve & Shell Living headquartered here in Charleston.
Right.
Right here in Mount Pleasant. That's amazing.
Customers are our best testimony of our store, and they refer to us as a breath of fresh air, and it's like coming into a candy store for furniture.
Right.
And you just love everything that you see.
So Steven is constantly traveling the world, and the furniture that Steve & Shell Living manufactures originates in, is it Thailand or?
Well, our manufacturing plant is in Indonesia.
Indonesia, okay. And so the hardwoods, the mahoganies that ultimately become the furnishings for Steve & Shell Living, they originate from Indonesia.
Yeah, they're all made with Indonesian mahogany wood, and we have our master artisans, there in the plant that actually hand paint every single piece of So even if you were to order two exact same pieces of furniture, you might have two different artists, and so they'll vary just a little bit, which makes it unique.
Right. And Stephen is the inspiration behind all these different pieces. So he's the one that is saying, you know, I want you to make this.
Correct.
And then it's produced in Indonesia and shipped here to the United States. That's just and the variety that Stephen Shell Living has, it's definitely the most popular style right now. People, anybody looking to buy furniture needs to definitely come to Stephen Shell Living and check everything out that you have here. It's just amazing, and we're just so, as I said before, we're so lucky to have Stephen Shell Living headquartered right here in Charleston.
Yeah, and with our store expansion, we went from 10,000 square feet to 25,000 square feet. So we couldn't obviously fill up, or we could, the whole entire store with Stephen Shell products. But we wanted to bring in a different variety, so we actually have added other case good manufacturers mm-hmm. to bring in different looks, as well as just our Stephen Shell men mm-hmm. product. So, you know, it's really fun to come in here, because you have an urban section, you've got a garden section, you've got an eloquent section, so it's not just limited to, you know, one feel.
Mm-hmm.
All different genres for all different customers.
Right. And Stephen Shell Living, you folks have had I guess in the retail world they call it a soft opening, and you have a big grand opening party planned for next week, next Thursday.
Yep, it'll be Thursday the 24th. I'm not sure exactly of the time yet, but it's open to all of our customers and future customers. We'd love for anybody to come by and celebrate. Not only is it our store expansion, but it's also correlating with our 5-year birthday party too.
Nice.
We're going to have live music. We're going to have a raffle. Give us some free fun gifts
mm-hmm.
for your home. Also have food, drinks, libations.
Mm-hmm.
Just lots of fun.
Nice, so, nice. And that's happening on Thursday, May 24th, right here at Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant. Well, that's great. Well, how can folks learn more about Stephen Shell Living?
Well, they can, of course, come in. We're open 7 days a week. And then also online, our email address is just stephenshellliving.com. And on that, you can find, our e-commerce site that we've recently launched as well. So you can look at our items that we sell online. And also look up every single piece of furniture, and every single finish is available on that website too. You can
mm-hmm.
click in and link to our catalogs and see what all we have to offer.
Good deal. And I wanted to just mention one last thing that we forgot to mention. While Stephen Shell Living Furniture is manufactured in Indonesia, you're using hardwoods like mahogany. You folks have a green pledge where you're replanting trees, so it's not like you're just tearing down the rainforest or anything like that.
Yes, Stephen is very big into replenishing more plants, actually, and more trees. He plants more than that.
Right. Well, you all will be in business in 25, 50 years, so you're going to need that wood. So, well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Cindy Wilson with Stephen Shell Living. Thanks so much, Cindy, and thanks for hosting today's radio show.
Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the newly expanded showroom of Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How you doing, Judge?
Hi, Tim.
Good. Take a moment, Judge, and tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds.
Best Buy Blinds has been serving the Lowcountry for about 15 years. We do retail and wholesale window treatments.
Gotcha. Okay. What types of window treatments?
Types of shades, blinds, probably 60% of our business is plantation shutters.
Okay. Why do you think plantation shutters are so popular?
A lot of it is the style and the functionality of them. They're very popular for traditional and even modern homes
mm-hmm.
in the whole country.
We've got plantation shutters in our house, and I love them. I mean, they're very, very easy to open and close, and
yeah, it's a product that you don't really need to add anything else to. You don't need to put draperies around it, although you can. It's very functional. But one of the nice features is separating the top louvers from the bottom, so you can close the bottom and get mm-hmm. some privacy, leave the top ones open, get some visibility and light through. It's Yeah, it's just a unique product.
Mm-hmm.
It's more substantial than really any of the other products that you'd look to be for your windows, so they're going to last a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like buying furniture for your windows.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, some window treatments make a statement, and others just sort of, you know, blend in, and that's what they're maybe what they're intended for.
Right.
With plantation shutters, I maybe it's because I'm a transplant. I mean, I've been here for 25 years, but I never really experienced plantation shutters in New York State where I come from.
Right. Well, we had moved here about 23 or 4 years ago from Nebraska. I'd never had plantation shutters. We put them in our house, and then 5 years later, we bought the company.
Mm-hmm.
We liked them a lot.
Right, right. Very good. So plantation shutters, are those kind of the top seller for Best Buy blinds?
It is. It's probably is represented year in and year out about 60% of our overall business.
Good deal. And does Best Buy blinds, do you folks have, are they made out of wood, or are they made out of like a blend of poly and wood, or?
Our most popular shutter is a solid PVC type shutter.
Okay.
Which is virtually indestructible in terms of moisture or rain. We also have a solid wood shutter. The only time we recommend the wood shutter is if you're doing a stain or you're doing a very large shutter.
Mm-hmm.
The poly shutter is heavier, and so if you want something that's going to be light, more manageable, you'd go with wood.
Okay, and we do have a lot of humidity in Charleston, and so the PV, will people notice the difference when looking at them, whether they're made out of PVC versus wood, or?
I would defy them to be able to notice from certainly a few feet away. We paint them with the same paint we use on the wood shutters. In our showroom, we had a window with a wood shutter and a poly shutter in the same window, and I had to write a little W and P on it, so I would not.
What about custom colors? I mean, is it possible? Sometimes people don't have, some people, you know, there's whatever, 1,000 shades of white, for example, and so to match the paint of the shutters, the plantation shutters, to the trim, for example, how's that done?
We have a stock. Colors about 10 or 12, mostly whites and off-whites, and that covers most, you know, 90% of the time. If you have something that's a little bit unique, we do offer a custom paint as well.
Mm-hmm. And when I first bought a house here, I think they had some plantation shutters, but they were like 1-inch. Kind of a dated look. I mean, they were popular, you know, whatever, in the 60s, 70s, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, they were. And they also were popular even before that at some point. But in fact, we've been doing more and more of those lately, actually. We've done like a downtown Somerville home and a downtown Charleston home recently with the old colonial shutter.
And what's the most popular size of the plantation shutters?
The most popular size that we find is the 3.5-inch louver.
3.5-inch.
We also offer 2.5 and a 4.5, and then, of course, the 1.25. The 4.5, it's usually pretty large windows. We go out to your house, and we'll put the shutters in your window, and you'll instantly have a feel of that's too big or that's too small.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
And most people end up on the 3.5.
Gotcha. And does Best Buy Blinds sell the plantation shutters maybe on a patio door that slides? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we do. We do a sliding track system for patio doors. We have a number of patio door type products that go beyond the vertical blinds.
Okay. Yeah, vertical. Those are terrible.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan myself. But we have one of the more popular ones here lately has been a woven wood vertical drapery.
Hmm.
That we've been doing real well with. People are enjoying that. It goes well with shutters. It goes well with Roman, that same woven wood material.
Right.
In windows.
Right. What about, you know, out the weather's getting nice and a lot of people are spending more time outdoors. Does Best Buy Blinds have any kind of window treatments for outdoor living spaces?
Yeah, we are doing a lot of solar shades for outdoors, and they'll be on your porch, in your screened-in porch typically, and they come in various amount of openness. So, for instance, if you get a 10% openness, you could see pretty well through it, but it would still block the heat can glare pretty well. You can get one in a 5% or even a 1%. 1% you would not be able to see real well through, but you'd get some light. But it's going to block the glare and maybe give you a little bit of privacy.
Mm-hmm. And that's important because you know, the way they're building houses these days, they're kind of the lots are smaller, and so your neighbors are fairly close up to you.
Right. Yeah, it's I'd say privacy. I'd say it's about 50-50 on privacy and heat and glare.
Mm-hmm.
Is what people are looking for.
Gotcha. And you mentioned before we started the interview that you can use a bungee cord to...
Yeah, of course, you put it outside and you have some wind. It's nice to have something to hold it down. And we have a couple of options for that. One is tracks that go down the side of it and just holds the bottom of the shade in place. Or you can use bungee cords that we supply and just hook it on at the bottom. If it gets too windy, you still probably want to raise it up and prevent it from breaking anything, turning your home into a sail or into a boat.
Gotcha. Judge, when you go out to a homeowner's house to talk to them about window treatments, you're going over a lot of different things. But what's a question you wish your customers would ask you?
My favorite question is, would ask, are our products made in America?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are. Our plantation shutters are made in Tampa, Florida, and we like that a lot. We like it for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the best sellers besides plantation shutters for Best Buy blinds?
Of course, just the standard blinds are usually mixed in sometimes with shutters to defray cost. To not put a plantation shutter in a garage or in some other room that you wouldn't necessarily need to spend money on. But we're also doing a lot of motorized shades. More and more people are liking the convenience of, you know, just hitting a button and having all the shades go up or down, something in between.
Do you have to hardwire those motorized shades?
You don't have to. They can be done, for the most part, with batteries. And it's just a tube of batteries that's easy to pop open and replace the batteries yourself. Or if we catch you early enough in your building process, we can get it hardwired and have it wired directly into your house.
Good deal. Well, what's the best way for folks to reach Best Buy Blinds?
Well, our phone number is 843-884-3454, or you can find us online at bestbuyblindsinc.com.
Okay, good deal. And you've got a small showroom, right?
We do. We're over at 1514 Mathis Ferry Road in Mount Pleasant.
Okay, and people can come to you, or you typically will go to them and bring samples. Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the newly expanded showroom of Stephen Shell Living, located at 640 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, right next to Wild Wing Cafe, across the street from Moultrie Middle School. And they're having a big grand opening happening on Thursday, May 24th, that is open to the public, so you won't want to miss that. And now we're talking with Maria Juergens with the Saltwood Company. How you doing, Maria?
Good. How are you?
Good. Maria, take a moment and tell everybody about the Saltwood Company.
The Saltwood Company is a furniture manufacturing store. We do everything custom, handmade. Anything from barn doors to tables, mantelpieces, basically anything you can think of made out of wood, we can make. Part about it is that I would say 90% of the things we do is reclaimed wood, so that's wood that's been harvested from other places. It's not like your store-bought lumber. It's been pulled off the sides of barns or some that have been in swamps and harvested by divers and pulled up, and so everything has like a really unique quality to it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So at Saltwood Company, folks can come to the Saltwood Company and have a custom dining room table made for them, for example?
Yeah, I think that's where we get most of our business from, is clients that either call or visit the website, or just kind of stop in the shop and want something custom made because they're building or remodeling and they need custom dimensions. And that's where we come in, because we can really make anything to whatever size you need. I think trend this year is kitchenette sets, where I guess maybe the table needs to be the exact proportions of where the seats are.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to fit in accordingly. We've gotten to do a lot of those. We're doing a lot of mantelpieces right now, all from reclaimed wood, with a really cool look about them. Just like you can see the old saw marks and nail holes from when they were pieces of wood on a barn. So it makes a really cool rustic piece for your house.
Nice. So barn doors, which have become incredibly popular. I even saw they're selling barn doors in Costco, for example, which is kind of interesting. I think I would rather have a nice barn door made out of, handmade, made out of reclaimed lumber myself. Dining room tables, what other kinds of pieces are popular for that the Saltwood Company can make for folks?
Yeah, I mean, you touched on the two biggest ones that were in 2017, tables and barn doors. And like I said, mantelpieces. We're doing a lot of bathroom vanities right now. So that's been really cool because people can pick out their own top, and then we'll do, fabricate the drawers and shelving legs of a cool piece to go underneath. We've done kitchen countertops this year, which is a new thing that's been really a big trend.
Sure. Yeah, you're buying a piece of furniture that is, number one, going to become a family heirloom that you'll never want to get rid of. You'll pass that on to your children. And number two, it has a story. And it's you don't necessarily sit around, the table talking about where a table originated that you might buy in a department store, for example. But you would if the table was made out of barn wood from North Carolina or something like that.
Correct, yeah.
And you and Maria, you and Van Cochran are the woodworkers. Is there anybody else that works at Saltwood Company fabricating?
We have a team of five right now, and we do everything from meeting with clients to sketching up designs and fabricating the pieces. Right now we're about 6 to 8 weeks out on everything, just because it's been a very busy season. My favorite spot is in production. Just getting to make and create and seeing the wood that we get, it looks horrible when it comes to us. It's like, I can't believe that anything is going to be made out of this falling down tree, moss and stuff growing on it. And then by the time we're done with it, it's really beautiful. So I think taking it from where it was to having it into a client's home, it's a cool
Right. I live in the Upper Peninsula of downtown Charleston, and every now and then you're driving through downtown and you'll see a dumpster with maybe some old beadboard that's been pulled out of a house that they're throwing away. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, does Van ever do any dumpster diving to get
what about him? I do a lot just because I see things.
You see the value in it.
Yeah. But I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go back and get that.
What are some of the your best finds that you've ever gotten?
I'll find doors that people will take out of their houses, and they don't think they're salvageable because they're so old. But some of those old homes and those doors are made out of type of oak that is so thick and just a great quality. You just have to take the time to strip it down and refurnish. Things like that. Oh, I saw a fireplace, legs of a fireplace. I saw that one day and I went back to steal it. It's so much good stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't really know that much about wood, and you know, most houses today are built with southern yellow pine, which was grown in about 20 years. So from the time it was a sapling to the time it becomes a 2x4, 20 years. But a lot of the wood that you're using, this reclaimed lumber for the Saltwood Company, this is old growth. And it was, you know, when the settlers first came to America, just you know, massive forests here. And that's what you see a lot of the heart pine floors in downtown Charleston and so forth. You don't see that kind of lumber available today, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think about how old some of these pieces are that come to us. But you're exactly right. We'll find like little pieces of bullets or like shotgun shells that date back to the 1800s, and these pieces are invaluable to me. And because I kind of know and enjoy wood, to think about the way they transported logs back then, they would tie them in a raft, like, you know, and then float them up the stream so that the people upstream could take that wood and, you know, use it for building purposes. Obviously, that's not a super efficient way to transport wood, so some of the logs would fall off these rafts and sink to the bottom, and that's where Sinker Cypress comes from. And divers now get paid really good money to dive down and get these logs and pull them back up. And we do a fair amount of pieces from Sinker Cypress just because it's such a cool look. It's been sitting down at the bottom of these swamps, just untouched. And it's cool too because when it's submerged completely in water, you would think the wood would rot and deteriorate. But for some reason, this type of tree, as long as the air hasn't gotten to it, then it's totally fine.
Yeah, that's interesting. This old house recently filmed in Charleston, and I think the same company that you're talking about that dives down, they did a feature where they went out to the Edisto River and raised up one of these cypress trees that had sunk and was part of the flotilla of logs that they would bring down to the mill and stuff, and some of them got away, as you said, and these divers brought it up and made this beautiful table that's on the this old house. Well, how can folks get more information about the Saltwood Company?
You can go to our website, saltwoodco.com, or follow us on social media. We have Facebook and Instagram, Saltwood Company. The telephone number is 843-714-1850.
Can customers come to you?
Customers can come to us. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. And come to the shop or set up an appointment with us is probably best. But
where are you located?
We are located on Highway 41. It's right behind Sonic and CVS on the corner, right as you turn off Highway 41.
Mm-hmm. The cheap rent district. You pass the savings on to your customers, right?
Exactly.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Maria Juergens with Saltwood Company. Thanks so much, Maria.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the newly expanded Stephen Shell Living, located at 640 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Drew Taylor with Carpenters Restoration. How you doing, Drew? Good. Drew, take a moment and tell everybody about Carpenters Restoration.
Well, we are a custom furniture and cabinet shop. We have a furniture studio in Mount Pleasant in the Old Village, and a new custom cabinet shop out in McClellanville.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So Carpenters Restoration, if someone had a piece of furniture they wanted to revitalize, they could bring that to Carpenters?
Yeah, absolutely. The nice thing about the shop is that we offer a variety of services, so we can really take care of a lot of your needs that are associated with furniture and cabinetry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely furniture, even the simplest repair, we still have a furniture studio designed for that. We can do everything from, you know, fix a small chair to refinish a beautiful family piece that's been around for a while and just want to give it some love, even touch-ups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And then another part of Carpenter's Restoration is you can go into an existing kitchen and completely rework the existing cabinetry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, you know, after 30 years of serving the Low Country, we took what we learned, you know, it's been a while now, maybe 15 years ago, with refinishing furniture and applied it to cabinetry. And we basically have a great procedure for going in and facelifting, in a sense, your kitchen, and recoating it, recoloring it, and bringing it back to life.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a really old-looking kitchen and make it a brand spanking new, really, just with some finish, maybe some hardware. Like
mm-hmm. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to let's talk about the project that Carpenter's Restoration recently did in an hour old house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'll kind of set it up a little bit. Our kitchen had some decent quality cabinets, and you have to have good quality cabinets to start with, right? The boxes themselves need to be typically like 3/4 plywood.
Definitely, yeah. You want to have the bones of the kitchen need to be somewhat intact.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can work with the shell essentially.
Mm-hmm.
After that, with yours,
right?
We went in and you had great cabinets, solid. A lot of the face was solid wood.
Yes, they were. It was very dated, and my wife and I have told this story before about how we wanted to paint the cabinets when we lived there, and I ran it by my. I just happened to mention it to my mother, and she said, "Oh no, you don't want to do that. Those cabinets are stained. You know, you know that means they're good quality and this and that." So she kind of steered us away from that, but you had these like old, you know, dated looking like oak sort of stained cabinets, very dark, and it was in the kitchen's in a part of the house that only gets morning sunshine, so the rest of the day there's not a lot of natural light. And so we brought in Carpenter's Restoration, and kind of tell our listeners how you folks transformed it.
Yeah, well, in that particular project, we wanted to redo your doors because the doors themselves were just a simple plywood door. So while the box and the carcass of the kitchen was great, you could do some not only updating but upgrading there, because you actually lifted the value of your kitchen by putting on solid doors.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in and we redid your doors. We took them to a shaker style, which is a flat recessed panel, square edge, and then we recolored the kitchen for you. One of the biggest things to remember when we're doing it, or when the finisher is doing it, is that you're not getting like paint. It's not like a latex paint where you're painting your kitchen. It's still a lacquer based product.
It's a lacquer, yeah. And what's the difference with that?
It's really about durability.
Yeah.
Sort of more of a functional finish. It's traditionally used on furniture because furniture is used a lot, and it's made for durability.
Mm-hmm.
We basically carry the same thing on you. All our custom cabinets are done with the same product. It's a pre-cabinet, post-cabinet, and just basically resets sort of the life of it.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the previous finisher.
Right.
Seal it and build on top of that.
Right. So it's a high gloss white lacquer that the cabinets and the doors are now painted, and we've got some more modern looking hardware that went in there. Got the nice slow close drawers and slow close hinges on the cabinet doors, which if you don't have those in your house, you're missing out, because it's just you'll go on vacation or something and go to maybe you rent a house or something, you go to close the door and you're expecting it to be a slow close and it just slams, right? But we rent the house out now, and it the tenants just love that the new kitchen. I mean, it just
brought a huge amount of life back to it.
It did.
It lightened it right up.
Lightened it completely.
Dark room naturally anyways, and taking it to that lighter,
Right. And, you know, there are times when it makes sense to tear out the old cabinets and buy new cabinets. Mm-hmm. But why not, if you can, why not reuse the same cabinets that you have? And you don't have to, it's less of a kitchen remodel. I mean, I think this whole thing took about a week, right?
Yeah, the displacement in, you know, on site or in your home is about a week.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do a little pre-work the week before, but it's not really putting anyone out. It's just sort of getting us ready so that we can close your project the way we want.
Mm-hmm. And you know, inside a week, it's all said and done, and you've basically got a new kitchen, and so that's amazing. Does Carpenter's Restoration, do you folks do a lot of these kitchen? Do you call them refacing or re?
Yeah, it really depends on the scope of the job. Like if it's just coloring out, I would call it refinishing. Different companies, different people call it different.
Uh huh.
When we're changing something. In your situation where we switched out the doors and drawer fronts, you would maybe consider that also a refacing. But it's basically, yeah, transforming your kitchen, rejuvenating your kitchen, refinishing your kitchen. We do tons of those. It's a great option for people, especially around here that already have great cabinets in their homes, a lot of high quality cabinets that can be used, or even older cabinets that they want to use, you know, because it's been in the house for that long. It just adds to the nice thing is that we can also offer custom sort of aspects within that. A lot of people will want to switch out like an old pantry that they don't use into maybe a dry bar or something like that. We can do that kind of stuff because we're full custom cabinet shop as well. So.
Good deal. Well, let's talk about the new facility in McClellanville that Carpenter's Restoration has just opened up.
Yeah. Machines and a big booth and just a space that we can go and it allows us now to offer a full line of custom cabinets. So if
somebody wanted brand new cabinets,
Carpenter's
Restoration can custom make custom cabinets for them.
And it sets us apart in that we're not pre-ordering or pre-fabbing the kitchen. We're able to cut and make everything in our shop, so it's locally done, and then we install it ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
It's not like we're passing it off. So we take you from the beginning to the end of the project. So, you know, new home build, complete renovation within an old home, all that stuff. We can, you know, from a pantry to a kitchen to a master bath to a butler's pantry, laundry room.
Nice. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Carpenter's Restoration?
The easiest thing is just to go and visit us online. There is sort of a clean look at all the things that we do and the different services that we offer and then ways to contact us from
mm-hmm.
there. We do have our furniture studio in the old village that you can always stop by. We're actually redoing the space right now and adding in a little showroom and a nice space to meet clients and stuff. So you can always stop in and say hi there.
Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Drew Taylor with Carpenter's Restoration. Thanks so much, Drew. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Stephen Shell Living, and they have a big expansion that they've just gone through at 640 Coleman Boulevard across from Moultrie Middle School and right next door to Wild Wing Cafe, and now we're talking with Jacqueline Maxwell with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Jacqueline? Good. Jacqueline, take a moment and tell everybody about Advanced Window Fashions.
All right. Well, Advanced Window Fashions, we are in Hunter Douglas Gallery. We are located in Mount Pleasant. We have multiple vendors as far as the Hunter Douglas, as I mentioned, the gallery. So we can do shutters and shades coming from them. We also do repairs if anything were to go wrong, whether you bought from us or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. So what does it mean to be a Hunter Douglas gallery?
What that means is that we can offer other products. We can offer other
chances are that you were to choose the wrong product, just don't care for it the way you thought you would. We have the ability to change those out with no extra cost. We also are able to do the repairs, as I had mentioned. That's part of being a gallery.
Very good. Very good. So talk about what are some of the more popular window treatments that Advanced Window Fashion is offering these days.
Well, right now, shutters, silhouettes, and the honeycombs, as Hunter Douglas would call them, they are duets. Those are the popular trends right now with the shades, and also draperies. Draperies are coming back right now.
Describe some of those shades that you just, like the honeycomb and what was the other two that you mentioned?
Silhouettes.
What do the silhouettes look like?
So the silhouette is basically a softer form of a shutter. It gives you the look, allows you to still close and block any lights, but also open them and still have UV protection so that you don't have to worry about your floors or your furniture being damaged. The honeycomb is... The duet is the honeycomb. It has a cellular look to it. It is kind of a love-hate product.
What's that mean?
It's very energy efficient. Some people like it. They don't necessarily like the look of it, but they like the efficiency.
Gotcha. And are people still buying some of those? I know there's a particular phrase for it that I'm forgetting now, but like where... top down, and is that, am I saying that right? Or
yes, you're correct. That is a top down, bottom up shade. They come in multiple types of shades, so it could be a honeycomb or it could even be in rollers nowadays. But yes, you are able to lower the top and also raise the bottom, so it allows you to lower the top and give you the privacy at the bottom but allow the light to come in. So maybe you're changing and you want to still have the light, but you don't want anybody to see in. Then you can drop it from the top part and allow the light to see to get dressed per se.
Gotcha. Take us through the process when someone is interested in buying some window treatments from Advanced Window Fashions. Do they come to you, or do you go to them?
It can be a little of both. We always invite you into the showroom. We want you to see the different products. We want you to see the different operating systems. If you're looking at drapery, it's a good time to pick up fabrics. However, we can go out to you. We can make that the initial appointment. So we come out to you. We bring products. We bring the samples of the colors, operating systems that you can choose from. And from there, we can do a measure. We can quote you on the spot. There's no leaving and coming back. We can usually give you the quote right then and there. You know what you're looking at. And from there, we would move forward if you were interested in sending the order. Or if you're not, we can always come back. But from there, we would take the order, and we would get your order placed, and we would then contact you after to set up an installation. And right now, our lead times are anywhere between 2 to 4 weeks.
I gotcha. And how would you help a homeowner if maybe for the windows that have a southern exposure and they're getting sunshine all day long?
I would definitely recommend a honeycomb, a duet. They will give you the most energy efficient. But there are also other products out there that we could recommend, such as the silhouette, which if you have that in your window, gives you 89% UV protection. And also, there are multiple products, but the honeycomb is going to be the most energy efficient if you're trying to block out the heat, if you're trying to block out the sun. That is going to be the most recommended product.
I gotcha. And do you ever have people who maybe want to splurge on certain window treatments in certain parts of the house and then maybe... go with maybe a more budget-friendly version in some other parts?
Oh, definitely. We would recommend doing, if you want to splurge, doing the more popular, per se, room. So your living room, if you want to splurge in your bedroom, you can do that. But in guest rooms, if you want to find a more budget-based product, we do offer those. We have the other vendors that are budget-friendly.
What do you say to people who maybe are thinking about going to a big box store to buy blinds or window treatments?
Well,
year getting what we would call cut down shades or cut down blinds, and it's coming from overseas. They get an egg stack and cut them. They're not going to last as long. If you're only going to be in a home for a few years, might be what you need to do to fit your budget for right now. But if you want the quality and you want a product to last a while, I would not recommend a box store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can attest to that because in my first house when I first moved to Charleston, I wanted to put some blinds up, and I measured one of the four windows in that room, assuming that was going to be the measurement for all four windows. So I went to the big box store, bought that particular width of blinds, got them back, and it turned out, and this is very, very surprising, but each of the windows was a little bit, had a different dimension than you know, you would think that these things would be, you know, kind of standard, but maybe when they're installed or over time or something, but they could be off by half an inch or bigger.
Yeah, definitely. Even if you have brand new windows put in and you think that they are straight, they can vary. And that the idea of you coming to not a box store, but to us, we can customize those shades so that it's going to fit your window where it needs to fit. There's not going to be any rubbing. There's not going to be the extra gaps. You are able to get a custom window treatment for your window due to the sizes, because not every window is the same size.
Right. And Advanced Window Fashion is a family-run business, right?
It is, yes. And we've been around for 15 years, and actually this is our 15-year anniversary this month. To give back to all of the customers, we want to thank you, and we are offering 15% off, and that is going to be on blinds, shades, and shutters. We welcome you to the showroom to come find out more details, but we are offering the 15% off to kind of give back to the fact that we have been around for 15 years, and we would love for you to keep us around for another 15 years.
Right. And how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
You can visit our website at advancedwindowfashions.com. You can find us at our showroom, which is over in Mount Pleasant. And you can also give us a call as well.
All right. And where is the showroom in Mount Pleasant?
We are over by the Wando Terminal on Wando Park.
Right off of Long Point Road. All right. Good deal. Well, we've been talking with Jacqueline Maxwell with Advanced Window Fashions. Thanks so much, Jacqueline.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday